Good afternoon, everyone. Well, a decent performance from the Aussie market. In fact, the ASX 200 today jumped by 38 points or 0.5% to 7,413 points. This makes it 4 gains in 5 days. We also hit a fresh 3-week high today after doing the same just yesterday. So it means we've had a reasonable October so far. But it was another messy day for our market. We started off quite slowly. The market then hit its high quite early on in the session as well. We're up as much as 1% today. And then the market certainly faded and ran out of steam over the course of most of the afternoon. So we are seeing a lack of enthusiasm in markets, even though we're seeing some improvements at this stage. Now today, with the exception really of energy stocks and some of the telcos, which basically underperformed, the rest of the market managed to do reasonably well. In that energy space, though, one of the hardest hit was Beach Energy, which actually fell back by about 4%. This was after a sluggish quarterly update that it announced and handed down today. Telstra was also down in the order of 2%, but there were a number of strong performers today. One of the best was A2 Milk, which rose by about 6% today. It hit a 5-month high in the process as well. And that seems to be off the back of yet another competitor coming out with some encouraging sales numbers coming out of China, one of A2 Milk's key markets. So this time around, it was French giant Danone. In recent weeks, it was Aussie company Bubs Australia. So that certainly has been encouraging. In the next week or two, we're going to be hearing from A2 Milk with some of its plans for the Chinese market. So that will receive attention. Kogan.com also doing really well. It rose by 7% today. The online retailer said that sales between July and September have jumped by more than 20%, which was behind the improvements today. We also had Worley, the engineering group, up about 7.5%. Now, it received a broker upgrade today. This particular broker anticipates an increase in investment in sustainable energy projects, which seemed to help the stock. We had quite a few retailers also coming out with quarterly updates and AGMs. Super Retail Group was one of them. This is the group behind Super Cheap Auto, Rebel, BCF and Macpac. And the other retailer was Adairs, the bedding retailer. Now, both have basically said they've been adversely impacted by lockdowns on the East Coast and also in parts of New Zealand in recent months. In fact, sales have dropped back for both over the past 16 weeks, but both seemed quite optimistic and they think that they're well placed to take advantage of the pent-up demand heading into Christmas. So their share prices rose. We also heard from Evolution Mining today, the gold producer, which beat guidance with its latest update. Gold production rose quite strongly, its shares managing to jump by about 1.5% today. We heard from Sydney Airport, which fell just slightly, came up with its latest traffic stats today in September. No surprises. There were about 40,000 passengers making their way through the airport. A couple of years ago, pre-pandemic in September 2019, they actually were around 3.5 million passengers making their way through Sydney Airport. So there is a hope here that as borders reopen and travel starts to resume a little more, that hopefully should help traffic numbers there as well. Nine Entertainment, Sims Metal and Link all paid out dividends to eligible investors today. And there was a newcomer to the market as well, a company called ActivePort Group. It's a tech company which has a focus on networking tools. Its shares were down 2.5% on its first day of trade. Its code ATV. Now tonight, plenty to watch. The earnings season continues to ramp up. We're going to hear from Tesla, the electric vehicle group, overnight, one of the most highly traded stocks on the international desk here at ComSec. But there'll be some others as well, like IBM, Las Vegas Sands, Verizon, which seem penciled in to release their numbers. It's also going to be a busy night for inflation stats. We'll get updates in the UK, across Europe and Canada as well. And the Aussie dollar is firmer today as the US dollar drops back, sitting at about 74.9 US cents.